his skinny body. His ear was wonky, though that was Charlie's fault. He'd fixed it on badly in Venice after Sergei had lost it in a fight, and his tail looked even balder than usual in the early morning sunlight. "Hey, Sergei!" cried Charlie.
"Monsieur awakes," Sergei responded in his cheerful yet sarcastic North of England voice. "How are you then, sleeping beauty? How'd you kip? Feeling all right? How are your esteemed parents? All in one piece, are they? Thanks for taking the trouble to keep me up to date, as it were, on the developments within this illustrious establishment wherefrom I am banned. Not that I've been prowling pathetically around the joint yearning to partake of your bulletins. Obviously, having just traversed Europe by boot with you and your band of ex-performing felines, the last thing I need is to be told what's going on."
"Stop moaning, Sergei," said Charlie, giving him an affectionate ruffle on his skinny, scarred head. "Nothing's been going on. I've been asleep. My parents are fine." Here he gave a big grin. His parents were fine. He was fine. The lions were home. Sergei was here. Raffy Sadler had scarpered with his tail between his legs, as it were. Of course, Raffy didn't actually have a tail. Yes, everything was fine.
"Well, I'm glad to hear it," said Sergei.
And he was, because although he affected a grumpy and sarcastic manner,